Hello, and welcome to a new series of Tammy Ginders.
If this is your first time, it's the programme where we wonder about all sorts of things, mainly on the Isle of Man, but sometimes out of this world, perhaps.
There could be a clue there. To find out, you have to stay tuned.
We're back.
We're back again. You take the words out of my mouth. Back again. I'm always amazed when it's recommissioned.
So am I a little bit. I wonder if you're up for a few adventures. We've only got a short 4-episode series.
Yeah, we might stretch it up, but we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. But I've got a couple of ideas for adventures for you, and I just wonder if you're game.
I'm more than game for that. Some adventures, and I've got a little idea too, possibly fairly close to home, just down sort of St George's Way. Maybe, just saying, possibly.
All right, yeah. Okay. So lots to come. If you are new to this programme, essentially it is just Howard and I exploring things, usually around the Isle of Man. You know, if there's a place that's quite significant, maybe for some historical reason, a lovely walk to do, maybe a little bit of a challenge, you know, and we're game for anything, really.
We are. Whether it's something very local, very parochial, or something somewhat otherworldly, as we're going to start with this week, which is something, I know it's something I've always had an interest in. It's always fascinated you.
It certainly has. Let's just get into it.
Right, so here we are. New series of Tammy Ginders, which is lovely. And we're starting with something which is always fascinating. I know it's always interested Beth, it's always interested me. And it's always a fascinating topic that, frankly, you could just fill all the programmes with this one topic. But we come to it from time to time, and we've come back to it for this little series. So first off, Beth, because this is something you said, right, I've got an idea for this one. What is it we're trying to do today, or what is it you were thinking about when you came to this one?
Well, this is something that I think we started when we did our piece at Milntown, which is quite a while ago now. And we were talking then about mediums, about connecting with spirits, I guess. And so we've decided to see if we can find out a little bit more about what mediumship is, how it works, why some people can do it and why others can't. And then maybe exploring some different methods, perhaps, of trying to connect with people and maybe, I don't know, find some answers about stuff. I'm chuckling slightly because at the moment I'm holding, we are with two people who know much more about this than we do, but I'm holding, what are they called, Emma?
Dowsing rods.
Dowsing rods.
Yes.
Right, so why don't you ask Emma what a dowsing rod is, and I'm just going to try and relax as I sit here and channel
okay.
My...
Right, so we are with Emma, so Beth's got the dowsing rods. Right, holding in. Okay, right, so dowsing, people know water dowsing, I suppose, seeing the fork stick, the hazel twig and such like. Is this coming out of the same tradition, something totally different?
No, it's from the same tradition as divination of water. So in theory, talking to spirit, you're talking with an energy. So it's a visual way of asking an energy to give you a yes or no answer. And it's quite a good thing to do with members of the public and to people that don't understand mediumship, to give them the opportunity to speak to spirit themselves.
So Beth's holding on to them at the moment. I mean, this is, I suppose, the question in many ways is, do you know if you have any abilities in that area, or you ever felt you had any sort of psychic connection or any sort of skill in that area?
Do you know, the only thing I can think is that when I was younger, like as a child, I would think stuff and then it would happen and I didn't think anything of it. Nothing major, like, you know, nothing earth-shattering, but just like little things. And I think there was a point where I thought, oh, that's weird, and it never happened again.
Okay.
But I don't know. Am I just remembering that as an adult, sort of a bit wishfully thinking? I don't know. I think I would love to be able to do it. I think that's the thing. I think I would. There's something... Sorry, I'm holding these rods and they're swinging around and I'm quite sure I'm not actually moving them. I would love to be able to do it, but I don't know. I don't know. I just okay. don't know.
You don't know. Well, I suppose that is... Yeah. Beth doesn't know. I don't know. I've never felt anything that way. Emma, I mean, how did you come to it? And I mean, is it a gift that's gifted to certain people? Is it something you can learn? Is it, how would you explain it?
I think that every single person is born with it. Every single child comes into this world and is born with picking up on energy. You look at young children and they either like somebody or they don't. That's because they're picking up on their energy. They're too young to understand whether someone's nice or not nice. They're literally picking up on their energy. As the children get older and they're taken on by the parent, the parents are saying to them, oh, don't be silly, don't think that, go and talk to that person, be nice to your teacher, don't be horrible, give your granddad a hug, whatever. And the children slowly get rid of their own intuition, their own thought process. So I think that's what happens in everybody. We're all born with it. Some people it's stronger than others, and some people are very lucky that they're nurtured, so they keep that intuition. I was always very strong with my children that I followed their gut instinct, I followed their intuition. And so they both have an interest in this now, and one of my sons, it's very strong. So I think everyone's got it. And picking up on what Beth said, the most basic start of this is, if you know something's going to happen and then it happens, if you think of somebody, then 5 minutes later you bump into them. If you look at your phone, a second later it rings and you're, because you were expecting it, that's the most basic part of it, because you're picking up on energy. And I think David knows a bit more about energy than I do.
Wait a minute, I'll just cross over. So David's just on the other side of the table.
I'll say
just,
there's the wrong word here.
I'll swap
it?
Seats.
Cross over to the dark side. It's dark theatre.
Here we go. So, David, so this is something more your area, Emma was saying?
It's not more my area. I work with energy because energy is in everything that we do. The table that we're sitting at, the chairs we're sitting on, the cars we drive, everything's got an energy. But it's how you work with that energy. I agree with Emma, everybody is the same when they're born. We're born, the only difference with my opinion to Emma's is you're born with all the knowledge. As you get older, you lose it. But at your question you asked Emma about learning, everybody can learn, but that who teaches you, you're only going by their tuition. My description is, if somebody goes to a driving instructor, you pass your test with that instruction. But how many people in this world follows that once they get that R plate up? They don't. They learn to drive themselves. They have their own way of driving, but they don't follow the instructor. And it's the same with this. You get somebody who'll open the door, like Beth's playing with these dowsing rods, that's the door opening. So it's up to you to play with it. And that's what I say to people, go continue on. Don't just come to a class and don't follow it. No point of coming to a workshop if you're not going to follow it through. And that's tonight. I love the fact that she's playing with the dowsing rods. Because a door opener, it's like the dowsing crystal. I make dowsing rods and crystals and stuff. I make dream catchers, energy hangers. It's, you're drawn towards it. And then if you use them, like Emma has got loads. I've got clients who's got... One client, she keeps saying, what have you got new? I went, why? Because she's not comfortable in her own skin. Be comfortable in your own skin. As I say, the best way to describe it is driving instructor. And I stick to that, because the driving instructor teaches you how to drive to get through your test. But as soon as you get that R plate up, you drive your own way. So it's the same with this type of work. It's no gift. I hate when people say they're born with a gift. The only gift I was born with is life. Because everybody can do it. You can learn, but don't follow Emma's pathway or my pathway, because we work differently. Emma's got her way of working, I have my way of working, but she's not wrong and I'm not wrong. Both of us are right. You're right for interviewing me tonight, and you're right, Beth, we're playing with those discs. It's how you make you feel. Don't ever let anybody tell you you're wrong, because that, Miss Emma was told that in the past, and she very nearly closed down. But she got this nutcase to talk to her. So, well, she did. This is the problem. Yeah. You need somebody to confide in that's not going to judge you.
Yeah.
Like if I said to Beth, you're doing that wrong, you'd panic. But it's not wrong. It's how you work with them. So that's how it goes.
So why you were saying, so everyone, as you were saying, you could say all of us around the table could potentially have the ability or all born with it. Why is it, do you think, that so many people are disconnected from it or don't use it? Is it because we sort of, you know, live in a society where, you know, people are brought up to be sceptical and think, oh, you can't prove it, it's something you can't touch or see or prove scientifically, and so therefore they become sceptics or they say it can't exist? Or what do you think would be the reason why so many people think, well, I don't have any ability like that at all?
Well, you say you've no ability, but we've all got a different type of ability. I use tarot cards. They're visual. Because the cards are there, people see the cards. Best holding on to the dowsing rods. There's a dowsing crystal. You can use rune stones. They're visual. But people will believe me quicker than they'll believe Emma. Yeah. Because Emma can't show your loved ones from spirit. She has to prove it by energy. I'll make her head bigger than it is. My brother-in-law passed away, but he passed away during COVID. And there was a pile-up of coffins in the funeral directors. So he was stood upright. But Emma was fit to say that his coffin was upright. He stood up in the coffin, not laid down in the coffin. So she had to prove it to me, and that's how you prove it. But if I turn a card over, or a rune stone, or a crystal, you'll say, oh, I believe him because he's showing me it. But that's what's wrong. Emma finds out, that's why I always say Emma's job, or anybody does mediumship or clairvoyancy, it's the tough. But nobody knows the difference between mediumship, clairvoyancy, clairsensing, clairfacturing. There's far too many clairs. There's loads of clairs. Because it's clairvoyant, which is somebody who can hear. Clairaudient is somebody who hears the voice clearly. You've got clairfactorient, who's somebody who can smell. You've got clairsensory, like myself, who senses it. And then there's a knowing. You just know instinctively to phone Emma. And say, that's strange, I was about to phone you. Well, that's classed as clairknowing.
What you were saying.
But a medium is just a mediator. A medium can only mediate with your loved ones who've passed away. That your father, mother, brother, sister, auntie, uncle, whatever it is in spirit. If they couldn't predict the future, tell you what tomorrow has in store, they can't do it from spirit, because that takes away your free choice.
That is David Craig. We also heard there from Emma Wells. Absolutely fascinating evening that we spent with them. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I say that a lot, actually, as I'm listening back to that. I don't know. I think, like you said, H, I'm very open to the idea. I mean, I talked about, you know, having things that I'd sort of imagined happening when I was younger. They weren't so revolutionary that anybody else would have been amazed by it, I think. So I don't know.
Well, yes. I mean, I don't know either. It is fascinating. It was a fascinating evening, and we might explore it further. We've looked at it in the past, and we've done these things. But the more you talk about it, the sort of more questions you have in many ways. And again, I keep a very open mind. I'm not a naysayer, nor am I a total believer. I just like to sort of hear. And there's no doubt when you speak to people like David and Emma, they are totally convinced from their point of view that they're not charlatans or whatever. They absolutely believe in what they're doing. I suppose it's up to everyone else to whether you believe them as well. That's, I suppose, human choice being what it is and humans being what they are. There'll be those who'll say, oh, it's rubbish, and those who'll say, yeah, absolutely, totally agree to it. There's so much about it that you can't understand and you can't really prove scientifically that it just leaves the door open. I personally haven't had any sort of psychic events in my life the way you're describing a little bit, and I've always felt when we've done little things in the past, you appear to have a bit more of a link with this than I do. I feel I have no real connection or ability to connect with another world, whereas, I don't know, sometimes there's hints that you might.
I don't know. Again, gosh, how many times have I said I don't know in this programme?
I don't know.
Let's have a listen to the next part of our interview. And this is all about using objects, I suppose, to channel energy. Have a listen to this.
Okay, Beth, so... Well, you've actually got the dowsing rods, and you've got your crystal, or your pendulum. Actually, yes. What's the proper name for that? That's the...
This is a dowsing crystal.
A dowsing crystal. Right.
Crystals, people think crystals have to be amethyst, smoky quartz. Crystals is anything that's got energy.
Okay. So
this...
You've tried it before, one or once or twice.
We did. Again, this is a thing that happened at Milntown, isn't it? So we were in one of the rooms in Milntown, and we were using one of these. It wasn't this one. And we took a video of it, didn't we? It seemed to pick up the energy of a child. And for some reason, I cried. And I didn't know why I was crying. I had absolutely no idea. I didn't feel sad. I didn't feel upset. And I'm not a public crier, generally. I'm not going to cry in front of you now, hopefully. But yeah, there was just something very odd about it. And you had a go as well, didn't you? And we swore that we weren't doing that thing where you're sort of holding it on your finger.
Well, no, I mean, it's pointless, isn't it? What's the point?
Yeah. So yes, I've got one of these now, and we have our experts here to tell us how to properly use it. So I can have a go, and you can have a go, and we can see how we get on.
Go on then. Right. You got it there.
Okay. So.
Rest your arm on a surface that gives you less chance of moving.
Okay, right.
So the first thing you need to establish is ask it to show you yes.
Okay. Would you show me yes, please?
Okay, would you say that was spinning in the circle?
Yeah, anti-clockwise circle.
Yeah, everyone happy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ask it to show you no.
Would you show me no, please?
What's it done?
So now it's just swinging in one direction.
Yeah. So did you see the shift?
Yes.
You couldn't have done that physically because you would have needed your other hand to stop it to then move it in another direction. So you know you didn't move your hands. So ask a question.
So you feel really self-conscious, don't you?
Well, just ask if there's someone here that wants to speak to you.
Is there somebody here who would like to speak to me, please? Thank you.
So it's going around in a circle. So I think that's
a yes.
Okay, so they want to speak to you. So you've got to establish who it is. This is the difficult thing with using the rods and the crystals, is that you have to go through a lot of questions to establish who they are. So you could ask, is it a member of your family?
Okay. Is it a member of my family? So it looks like it's spinning again now.
Spinning the other way.
Yeah.
That's a no, isn't it?
No,
that's a yes.
It's family for somebody in the room.
Okay.
Because family covers everybody.
Good job you got two. Yes, confirming. Yes, definitely spinning now.
Okay, it's a member of my family.
Right, I'm just going to creep around in between you. Carry on.
Okay. So what would I say?
Do you want to establish if it's male or female?
Okay. Are you male?
So again, it's starting to pick up and go around in a circle. So the best thing to do now, we think we're getting a yes from that, so ask if it's female, because...
Okay. Is it female? Are you female?
A definite no.
That's a definite no. So you got a yes, but you did a confirmation in there as well. So you know it's a male, okay? You are okay. You can do this. Okay?
Yeah.
Ask who it is if you want to. What's your gut feeling? Have you got a gut feeling in your head who it is?
Yeah. Well, I think I've got a gut feeling of who I'd want it to be. Okay. Is that the same thing?
Is it the same thing?
Fine. Okay, you can do it. You're all right.
Okay, well, yes.
Yes, you're getting a yes straight away.
Yeah.
Now, with dowsing, the spirit is picking up on your energy, so you don't actually have to ask the question out loud.
Makes for bad radio, though, doesn't it?
This is why I'm trying to do a running comedy, because it does. It makes for bad radio. Okay. You just can ask in your head, and sometimes it will start to answer you because you're thinking of the question before you speak. So we've established, without giving any names away, that it's the person that you think it is. So do you want to ask them a question?
Okay. Are you okay?
What's it doing?
So it's spinning round. That's quite emphatic, yes. And honestly, I'm not moving my hand. I know you're sitting watching with the mic there, Howard, but I'm not.
No, I don't think there's any obvious movement going there. Well, there'd be no point for you to do it, anyway. Otherwise, you'd be really able to do it at home.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so are you okay? And here's the thing. I'm just going to say the thing that I've been worried about. So if you think that people pick up on the sort of spirit energy and whatever, I think the thing that I think is, if people do cross over and they've still got that awareness and they can have that link, what if they really don't like you? What if they think, oh my God, you're not very nice?
You
think they might come back with negativity? They'll never come back with negativity. They won't come at all. Okay. It's like, would you come to do this interview tonight unless you wanted to? No.
No.
So okay. You have to want to come. Spirit's the same. Don't ever let a medium, as you,
yeah,
as Emma's met them, never let a medium tell you, who do you want to talk to or contact? If they don't want to come, they won't come.
If they don't want to come, they won't come.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. Well, we have the rods here, so we've been having a little go with these. They are metal rods, sort of in a right angle shape. So you've got a longer bit that goes out the front, and then
if
two
you imagine coat
hangers,
kind of like coat hangers, yeah, you'd make them at, I think I have in the past made them like coat hangers. You bend them at a right angle at one end, you put that into a sleeve so they can rotate, and you've got a long arm sticking out in front of you, as it were.
Right. So I'm just holding them straight.
You hold them carefully, elbows on the table. You hold them as carefully as you can and straight as you can, and then you ask.
You see that move then, and I didn't even do or say anything. Right. So I've got them holding that straight. Okay, so they're not moving, yeah?
No. Okay, they're good.
Right, so I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to shut my eyes. So I'm not even going to look at them. Is there anybody there?
No, you're jigging your arms now.
Sorry, I just suddenly realised just how... We've reached a new level, I think, here on Tamagindis. If you could only see us now. It's swinging round, but...
It's swinging round again now, you see.
Yeah,
and while we're listening to that last piece, I mean, we were just trying them out, and it has to be said. I'll just have a quick whiz now.
Okay. So Howard's taken hold of them. He's got his elbows on the table. He's holding them flat. So, Howard, if you just ask it to give you the sign for yes.
Can you give me a sign for yes, please?
And they're not moving. So either you are able to hold them firmer than I am, or there's something that maybe you're not channeling the same energy. We're going to come back to this. We will come back to this. I think there's a lot more to explore, but thank you so much to David and Emma. It was an absolutely fascinating evening. That mystical world is something that we are hugely, hugely interested in.
It is endless. I mean, yeah, I'm still just amazed and sort of flabbergasted, and I don't know. I just don't know what to make of it.
No, I don't. But we'd love to hear your experiences. If you've had any experiences that you would be willing to share with us, please do get in touch. HowardCain@manxradio.com or BethEsby@manxradio.com. As always on this programme, it is now time to take a delve into our fantastic archive room. I've been in there today. I have picked up a tape, and I think there may be a very well-known, familiar voice on here. Much loved at Manx Radio.
Say push the button.
Push the button.
And here we go. Let's see what's the tape. So it takes a minute to get here. And
well, out to Ardmore it is now for a little bit more of the bird shooting. And Harry Creevy and Stuart Watterson know they look as if they're particularly pleased with life just at the moment. But they're never exactly people who jump up and down. But Stuart, things are a little bit difficult, are they?
They are for me. It doesn't seem to be for everybody else. No, suffering a bit, Jeff.
Stuart Watson, ex-MD of Manx Radio. But,
Jeff Cannell.
In the middle and couldn't get it back together again.
Is it the breeze that's doing it or what?
Oh no, this is air rifle, the air rifle badge.
So in fact there's no conditions to be taken into account then?
Well, only heat, and stop saying it with a smile on your face. No, it's incredibly hot in there, the sweat is running down your back, running down your face, running everywhere. But I mean, again, it's the same for everybody. It's always a tense moment, I think. It's the first competitive event. It's a dry run for everybody.
Keen shooter, of course, Stuart Watson, former director of Manx Radio, and of course, Jeff Cannell.
And that must have been from the Commonwealth Games a few years ago.
I think it is. Hopefully they're still there. See you next week.